New details emerged today about the alleged plan to detonate a radiological weapon or dirty bomb in the United States. A U.S. citizen said to be involved in that plan, Jose Padilla, is being held as an enemy combatant in a military prison in South Carolina. And a senior U.S. official today told NPR that Padilla apparently had at least one colleague working with him. The second man, in custody outside the United States, is also alleged to have been working under the sponsorship of the Al-Qaeda network. NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
U.S. officials say they learned about the possible plan to detonate a dirty bomb from Abu Zubaydah, the most senior Al-Qaeda leader known to be in custody. A senior U.S. official says Zubaydah told his interrogators of someone who professed an interest in detonating a radiological weapon and confidence he could pull the operation off. Zubaydah also reported that the man was working with a colleague, the official says. Zubaydah did not identify the two men, but according to the U.S. official, the information he provided was sufficient to lead U.S. authorities to Jose Padilla, also known as Abdullah al-Muhajir. Padilla at that point was in Egypt visiting family members, having arrived there from Pakistan in April via Switzerland. The U.S. official says Padilla had been detained by Pakistani authorities as he was leaving the country due to some problem with his travel documents, but then he was set free. The official says Zubaydah's information also led U.S. authorities to the second suspect, a non-U.S. citizen who was already in custody, having been detained in Pakistan in early April. Further investigation, according to the U.S. official, determined that Padilla and his colleague received some explosives training and did some preliminary research into dirty bombs at an Al-Qaeda safe house in Pakistan. The official says it's not clear whether the idea of detonating a dirty bomb originated with Padilla himself, but based on what U.S. officials have learned from Zubaydah, Padilla was not going to do the bombing, quote, on his own. He was doing this with Al-Qaeda, the official said. The news of wider involvement in the possible dirty bomb plan came as President Bush today warned that the United States is under attack. The enemy, Bush said, is going to try to hit us.
These people are the kind of people that, they try to find a soft spot around the world and burrow in and plot and plan. And we're just going to have to enforce the doctrine, either you're with us or against us. Either you join the Coalition of Freedom or you're on the other side of the fence.
Two governments supporting the fight against Al-Qaeda were singled out today by administration officials. During a visit to India, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld highlighted Pakistan's role.
The Pakistan government has been very cooperative with the United States in helping to locate and in a number of instances they have actually captured Al-Qaeda and turned them over to us, which has been a very helpful thing.
The man identified as Jose Padilla's colleague in the dirty bomb plan was captured by Pakistani authorities, although U.S. officials have declined to say where the man is now being held or who is holding him. Attorney General John Ashcroft, meanwhile, was in Switzerland today, praising the government there for the role it played in tracking down Jose Padilla.
The apprehension of al-Muhajir, who was born as Jose Padilla, was made possible by the cooperation and help of Swiss authorities. And America and the world are safer environments because of the cooperation of the Swiss government.
In fact, Jose Padilla passed through Switzerland twice, in April on his way from Pakistan to Egypt, and in May on his way from Egypt to Chicago. Padilla was not being watched the first time, but by the time he returned to Switzerland from Egypt, the U.S. official says, we had identified him as someone we were interested in. And it was at that point that Swiss authorities assisted the United States in following Padilla. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.